It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. While Colorado classrooms are closed, educators in Denver are concerned that undocumented students aren't able to participate in remote learning. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some families are afraid to sign up for free Comcast because they must provide a photo ID. Denver school social worker Emilio Ramos has spoken with several families.
They're afraid of their information and photo being put in some kind of government system that's going to hurt them with agency like ICE.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Comcast says it doesn't track or report their customers' immigration status. A local advocacy organization hopes to meet with Comcast to find a solution that makes families feel more comfortable when signing up. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Pueblo's city council is making $5 million available to help businesses recover from economic damage caused by COVID-19. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The funds will come from the half-cent sales tax normally designated for economic development. Pueblo City Attorney Dan Kogosik says the move is aimed at small businesses.
We're looking out for the little guy who can't really go to a bank and borrow a lot of money.
Businesses can apply online for grants up to $20,000 or 10-year loans up to $100,000. The mayor and an advisory committee will review applications to determine eligibility. The money can be used for rent and mortgage payments, construction, and other changes. It cannot be used for payroll. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado's Planned Parenthood clinics have seen an increase in patients coming from states like Texas, where officials have closed clinics during the coronavirus outbreak. Texas, Oklahoma, and Iowa have included abortion in their temporary bans on elective surgery. Those policies are being challenged in court. Planned Parenthood in Colorado says about 10% of its patients typically come from out of state. More than 6 years since the floods of 2013, the Board of Trustees in Lyons has voted to move ahead on an affordable housing project that would include 40 new units. Officials say it took that long partly because it was difficult to find space that was not in a flood zone. Lyons lost nearly 100 homes in the floods. Mayor Connie Sullivan calls the approval a victory.
Having gone through this entire process and been working on this initiative for such a long time, it was a great moment.
Sullivan says the project is scheduled to break ground this summer. This is CPR News.